All right, Leah, the first thing I'd like to do is have you give me your name and title, please.
Leah Schomburg, Vice President of Public Relations for Trilix Marketing Group.
Now, you have been in charge of the media room, the media center here at World Pork Expo. Tell me a little bit about Trilix and how long you've been doing this. Okay.
Trilix is a marketing agency in Urbandale, Iowa, which is in the greater Des Moines metro area. We have been doing this for, I believe this is my seventh year at World Pork Expo, and we originally started out as Porter & Associates, a different agency. That agency was purchased, so now it's Trilix Group, and as a whole, we've done it for 7 years, and it's been a great experience for us, and I hope for our clients too. They seem to like the work that we do.
Well, I can tell you as a media person, I sincerely appreciate the work you do. Tell me about how many media people go through Expo in a couple of days.
Okay. We generally have anywhere from 75 to 100 registered, and then depending on the dignitary that we get, we usually get at least 50 to 60 that show up here, because we get a lot of international folks too, so their plans change and they don't always make the trip, but usually we have at least 50 to 60 folks here on the ground and doing what they do for the media.
Well, and tell me what is involved in planning a media center for an event like this.
We start out pretty early in the year and start looking at what types of things the media might be interested in for stories. We know that the media and mostly their listeners and their readers want to know what's going on at World Pork Expo. So we take a look at what types of things are going to be important for them to know. We try to help the client plan out some good programs and some good news conferences that are going to provide newsworthy news news value for the media, which then, of course, makes their readers and their listeners happy because they have some interesting information.
Now, I guess this is my first year, but I understand that there was a little bit of a change in the way the media center was organized. Now, didn't you have some construction here or something?
You know, it changes every year. The State Fair at Iowa is doing some major renovation. They're building a lot of new things, and so they're changing the way that they do things, too. So the parts of the buildings that we used to count on to have for lounges and for working rooms changes every year. So we have to kind of keep up with that and have it set up in such a way that it's convenient for the media and also for the people that work in the building as well.
Well, one of the things that's very important now is having internet access. And I would say, I would guess that 7 years ago, that wasn't a big issue.
It was a big issue because a lot of people wanted internet access, and it was very difficult to get it. Mm-hmm. These days, we just automatically set up wireless, and we want to make sure that when the media gets here, they can walk in with their laptop, sit down and start working. And if they don't want to lug a laptop, we have them available here for them to use.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Leah. And we do appreciate your help. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from World Pork Expo.